This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
You're going to focus on the status quo as far as the national shutdown is concerned. We'll touch base with our reporters who are in different parts of the province, and we'll also find out from the coordinators of the national shutdown of the economic freedom fighters in different provinces, just to find out exactly how things are. And we just wanted this protest to be peaceful, the memorandums to be delivered, and then people can go back home safely so that we can continue with the business. The last thing we want is any form of violence, because we know that the unnecessary loss of lives, damage to properties, it's not what we want. But as long as the message can be communicated effectively. So on that one, we'll also be taking your calls on 0861-987-000. If you're experiencing anything, wherever you are, this coming 23 minutes, we reflect on the national shutdown in terms of what the situation is like. So our reporters will be joining us, and also we'll be talking to coordinators of the economic freedom fighters in different provinces. We'll be taking your calls. We'll also taking your voice notes. You can drop them on the WhatsApp line 083-303-7093, and also tweet us at PowerFM987 using the hashtag PowerTalk, or tweet me directly at Murio Muriano. So that's what's going to be happening. And on the View of the Nation between 11 and 12, we're going to talk about policing. We're going to talk about safety and security. We're going to talk about national security. So we're going to dissect all these important issues pertaining to the security of the country and pertaining to the security of you and I as the citizens of Mzansi. So that's the situation. All right, let me look at some of the tweets that have come through. TJD, for instance, says, Tamrio, politicians only protect what's threatening their money. Their money port, otherwise they can't be bothered by drug pushers, etc. Okay? And Almon Motala saying, people who own small businesses at Juke Lane, they came together and trying to fight small crimes committed by local thugs to lower crime activities at that area so that people from others will come to groove, meaning to party at Juke Lane. But gee, man, those stories of Juke Lane are quite scary. So, yeah, as to whether people can go there, I don't know. Monoka saying, ANC calling the EFF protest a flop because they anticipated violence so that they will blame EFF. Police visibility means the protest is felt. Yeah. Well, for me, the debate as to whether who's winning or whatever, it's neither here nor there. At the end of the day, the message must be communicated, and there has to be issues of safety and security. All right, let's, I think maybe before we go to the EFF regional chair in Mangaung, so we'll look at another tweet that is coming through. Short saying, Murio, corruption is institutionalized. There is coordination and integration, all right, but it is to sustain corruption. Gatekeepers of corruption everywhere. It's massive. We are screwed. Yeah, indeed, corruption, it's a big, big, big program. All right. Hopolang Dipale, good morning to you. Welcome to Power.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
You are the EFF regional chair in Mangaung. How's the shutdown going in that part of the Free State?
The shutdown is going quite well. In as much as some other people would like to play it down as if maybe taxis are moving and stuff like that, most of our people have decided to stay at home. And now they are joining on the street, demonstrating their dissatisfaction regarding the load shedding and the continuation of Ntate Ramaphosa to continue to be our president, and we want an immediate resignation of Mr. Ramaphosa. But to be quite honest with you, we started in the morning. People are starting to come in. We now almost have 2,000 people on the street, and most of the people that are there not only fighters, but the ordinary members of community who are very much dissatisfied. Like I've already said, most of our people have stayed at home to demonstrate their support regarding this. Most of the taxis are coming from the location empty. Most of the buses are coming empty. The government has unleashed a lot of police on the street. It would be very much, if one could look at it, would be if we had so much presence of police on the street, there wouldn't be any crime around our area.
Yeah, indeed. Hopulang, happily na le masele, and you're known for singing. I was expecting to hear le tango, mama. Why is it so quiet? Happily masele, litsi kango, mama. Why is it so quiet in the background, but now?
No, unfortunately, this time is a different one. You know, Marcelo, when they sing and when they're happy, this time is not about happiness.
Yeah.
People are sad. So it's a sad day for all of us as the people of Mangaung and South Africa to go down the street and demand something like electricity and all lot of things that have been happening around the country, the corruption. People are now standing up to say enough is enough.
Yeah.
We can't go on like this. We can't allow a situation whereby the status quo remains like this and we're not saying anything. And our people are saying we are demonstrating our democratic right, which is a protest, and EFF is a protest move.
Yeah. Hopulang, as we conclude, I know that EFF Mangaung, you guys have been very, very vocal. You even caught the attention of National. Even the president of the EFF awarded the Baba Sibulao Detachment Award to Brababa, that's at Janki. So it seems as if you guys have been working very hard. But in terms of the plan now, are you going to march anywhere to deliver a memorandum? What's going to be happening in Mangaung from where you are until later? What is the plan?
We don't have any memorandum to hand over to anyone. The demands are already there. Everyone will just be looming around the street. And we'll wait for the EFF to pronounce itself in terms of when do we stop. However, today will always be on the street until late. And even if it has to continue tomorrow, until the leadership, the Winnie Madikizela House pronounces itself to say we stop now, then we'll listen to our leadership. However, we'll be there until whether it continues until Friday, we'll wait for the leadership to say, okay, this is enough now.
Okay, so basically the line of march will come from the head office, because during the media briefing, Julius Malema mentioned that you can't put time to a revolution, because today it might be the start. You don't know, it might go on. So that's the mindset, that it might even continue beyond today. Is that the mindset?
We're a democratic centralized organization. We listen to the leadership, and when the leadership pronounces itself, and then it will continue until, if our people are saying let it continue, then it will. Because we are a protest movement, like we already said, we listen to what the people are saying. Because we've been listening, the people have always been saying, we're not doing this because out of fun. We wake up in the morning and we decided as the leadership to say, let's protest. And this. People have always been complaining. We're a listening organization, and our people have always been complaining to say, this cannot continue like this. And this is what we have embarked upon. Yeah. Regarding the demands of our people, and our people have been knocking on our regional offices, provincial offices, to say enough is enough. We can't continue like this.
Okay. Hopulang Dipale, the EFF regional chair in Mangaung, we wish you the best of luck in your protest today. And let's hope that it started very safe and quiet and peaceful, and it will end in a similar manner. Hopulang Dipale.
Always.
Thank you, sir.
The EFF programs are always peaceful.
Thank you there, Tate Dipale.
Thank you very much. So, all right.
Eitada. All right, it's gone 14 before the hour, 11 o'clock on Twitter. Muzi Music Soul saying, Hashtag Power Talk. It is very disappointing to hear Cele, that is the minister, Beki Cele, indirectly inciting violence by his utterances. How is he viewing the success of this protest? He must be barred from briefing the media because he seems to be speaking on a personal level. Yeah, sometimes politicians really, they must really tone down in terms of the rhetoric. Well, I haven't heard him, but Muzi is not impressed with what Minister Cele has said, saying that he's inciting violence. Nduduzo Similani saying, good morning, Murio. If the police were working like they doing today, we will be free from crime. All right, let's go to Tsepang Modise. He's the deputy chair of the Economic Freedom Fighters in Bujanala region, in the Northwest. And Tata Modisa, good morning to you. Welcome.
Okay, my surname is Madisa.
Oh, Madisa, I beg your pardon.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Yes, Madisa, welcome, sir. What's the situation in Bujanala? Where have you gathered, and what is the situation like?
Okay, fine. In Bujanala, we have gathered in different municipalities, Rustenburg, Moses Kotana, somewhere we had some challenges. The police were torturing or terrorizing our fighters. Even there were other fighters trying to go and gather somewhere at early hours today, I think around 5 past 5. As a preparation of, we have to gather and march towards the municipal offices. Police, they came and arrest them. They are abusing their powers. They are arresting, you know, like nobody's business. But there's one thing that makes me surprised. In most cases, there are so many criminals who are out there planning a crime on daily basis, but police are reinforcing their arm towards the peaceful protesters. So I don't know. On daily basis, they are cashing transit heist, which Minister of Police Beki Cele, he is not doing anything with it. There are GBV cases who are registered every day. No one is not doing anything about it. So today we are surprised that our peaceful protesters get terrorized by SATF.
Okay. So, Tata Madisa, you have gathered from the early hours of the morning. So far, so many people, how many people have joined through, and what is the plan for the rest of the day? What's going to be happening from your side in Bujanala?
Yes, right now I'm approaching Rustenburg and going check the situation there. But Rustenburg, there's a quite number of fighters who are picketing across the town. Yeah, it's very nice. But in Moses Kotana, yes, and the part of the region, police were really intending to destroy what we have planned. They don't want us to have a peaceful march. Actually, now they have changed their tone as if nothing is not happening. Like, they didn't want to see even a group of people. If they find a group of people, they are arresting
you. Mm.
Yes.
Wow. So have you reported the matters of this? Because, I mean, for people to gather, there's nothing wrong with that, unless if they try to do something that is outside of the law. But for people to gather and this strike is protected by the law, are you going to report them anywhere? What's going to be happening?
No. Actions will report them. Even our national, as we speak right now, they know, they are well aware about the situation. Okay. So, I think at some point we have to intensify and speak to the community of South Africa to make them aware that once you are speaking the truth in South Africa, you are an enemy. You are treated as a criminal. Once you want to tell truth or to talk truth, you will be treated as a criminal.
Okay, Tsepa Modise, Deputy Chair, Bujanala, Madisa, I beg your pardon, Deputy Chair, Bujanala Regional Region in the Northwest. peaceful protest. That's what you pronounced. We wish you luck. And you started peacefully. Let's end this protest peacefully as well. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.